This is the Elite Development Podcast, a show with the aim of helping athletes evolve in every element of their careers through real-world advice and experience. I'm your host, Kenny Dussault. I'm a strength and conditioning coach in Calgary, Alberta, with a singular focus on building better athletes. And now, let's get to the episode. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Elite Development Podcast, the number one show for athletes looking to gain an edge on their opponents and build their dream careers in sport. I'm your host, Kenny Dussault, and today we are going to be talking about shutting out the noise. Now, what does it mean to shut out the noise? Because, you know, I hear a lot of people talk about this kind of stuff, and a lot of it can kind of come off very like rah-rah motivational type of thing. And that's really not the goal here. The goal here is really to tell you and to enforce with you that if you want to be successful in your sport, in life, whatever else it might be, you need to focus on yourself. You need to focus on yourself over anything and everything else. And this was something I know I struggled with for a long time. You know, when I was coming up, even starting out in coaching and everything like that, my first thought was always, what can I do for everyone else? How can I help other people out? I almost didn't pursue coaching because I felt like, you know, my parents, friends, and family didn't want me to pursue that because it, you know, wasn't safe. It wasn't a real career, this or that. And so I almost didn't pursue the thing I was passionate about to make other people happy. And this is what I see happen a lot with athletes as well. You know, I see a lot of kids that start up in a career in a sport and they love it. It's their passion. It's all they ever want to do in the world. But they have, you know, a family member or a friend tell them, hey, you really should have a plan B in case this doesn't work out. Or family member or a friend tell them, you know, oh, I know you want to be an athlete, but like, what do you really want to be? Because like, there's no way you're making it at that. And so eventually they let the noise get in and they stop trying as hard. They stop working towards the career that they actually want, stop working towards the passion that they actually have. And in turn, they end up not pursuing the thing that they could have made a career at. And I also see shutting out the noise as, you know, in another way as well. And that's something we're going to get into a little bit more today. And that's people focusing on the negative shit in the world all the time. You know, and this was, again, a huge struggle for me for a long time. I was getting distracted from the goals I had in my coaching career, the goals I had in my business, in my life, because I was always getting sucked into, you know, what was the latest crazy shit that President Trump had to say? What was the, you know, latest thing? Oh, there's like a war going on here, or there's something bad going on here, or, you know, someone got robbed over here. Like, there's always negative shit that can pull you away. And listen, this sounds a little bit harsh because, you know, it is to an extent, but if you spend all your time focusing on negative shit, you're never focusing on yourself. And so I found myself always worrying about, you know, what was happening in this other country in the world, what was happening here, who was saying what, and how what this person was going to say might affect these other people. And it just got to be too much. And so I realized a while back that if I am going to succeed in my own life, I need to tune that shit the fuck out. And this is easier said than done because everybody loves to talk about the negative shit. Everybody loves to talk about, you know, the bad thing happening here, the war happening there, the crazy shit that this person said, and how the crazy shit that this person said is going to affect that person or this person or that other person. And it just hits a point where it gets to be too much. And when I realized that I needed to start cutting that stuff out, I took it to an absolute extreme. You know, there was nothing going on in the world that I knew anything about. And really and truly, there still isn't. If you were to ask me about, you know, what's going on in any other area of the world, what's going on here, who's saying what about who, I just don't know. And the reason I don't know isn't because these things aren't important, but it's because these things I cannot control. And because I cannot control these things, I choose not to spend my time focusing on them and instead focusing on living my best life for me. And some of you might think that's harsh. Some of you might think it's bad not to spend your time focused on, you know, the war here or whatever happens there or whatever else it might be that's going on any given day. But if you truly want to succeed as an athlete, if you truly want to succeed in anything where you can actually rise up and make a difference to all of these things that you're spending your time focusing on, then you need to be able to cut out the noise so you can focus on yourself. So if you want to make it to the next level in your career, you need to get out of the focus on all of these other things and just spend your time focused on you. So today we're going to get into how exactly you go about doing that. So number one in shutting out the noise is identifying what the noise is and who the main sources are. So when I say what the noise is, this can be a wide variety of different things. So this is really whatever it is that's continuing to throw you off track. For some people, the noise is as simple as like on, you know, a little bit more internal, is like the vices that you rely on in your life. This is, you know, drinking, drugs, TV, food, whatever it might be that you're over relying on to, you know, make yourself feel better or escape your current reality, whatever else it might be. Or like we were talking about already, people in your life that spend all their time focusing on the negative shit, people in your life that spend all their time wanting to talk about, you know, how awful everything in the world is and how negative everything is and how terrible everything is. Because the more you let yourself get sucked into that, the less time you're actually spending on your career, the less time you're actually spending on your own life where you can actually make a difference to any of these things that you care about. So step one to shutting out the noise is identifying what the noise is and who the main sources are. So one of the biggest things for myself, as an example, was drinking. When I wasn't happy with my life, I was getting through the week to get to the weekend so that I could spend the weekend binge drinking. And then that was throwing off my whole week. So as I started to develop more into my own purpose and develop more into, you know, my goals that I have for my life and my career now, in my head, I needed to keep drinking because drinking was fun, because when I was trying to escape my life, drinking was the thing I turned to. Now, as I started to develop into a better version of myself, as I started to, you know, reach new levels of myself, started realizing that I didn't need to escape anymore. I didn't need to escape anymore. And so as a result, I didn't need to turn to alcohol on the weekends. I didn't need to forget Friday and Saturday night to be able to tolerate the rest of the week. So instead of continuing to put myself in that position where it would throw off my sleep, I'd miss a day or two due to hangovers, and then, you know, the rest of the week would be kind of thrown off because I was trying to catch up on sleep and I wasn't quite myself and I was still working alcohol out of my system, I cut it the fuck out because it was noise that was taking away from the life that I was trying to live. And in turn, because it was noise that was taking away from the life I was trying to live, it wasn't doing anything good for me. And it wasn't doing anything good for me, so I got rid of it. And I got rid of it. When I got rid of it, I started becoming more focused. I started becoming more self-aware. I started replacing that habit with other good habits, not other bad habits. Started replacing that bad habit with other good habits. So one of the things I've started implementing and been extremely consistent with since I stopped drinking about a year ago is morning meditations and morning rituals. And that simple aspect of getting up at the same time every day, that simple aspect of, you know, being able to start my day at the same time and start my day with meditation, start my day with more rituals and more things that I could do to get myself on a good track, the better and better my business became, the better and better my life became, and the happier and happier I became. So just by making those little switches, take a bad habit and switch it out for a good one, you're going to be able to make a drastic change in your life. Now, another type of noise that a lot of people really need to cut out, and this is what's another big one for me, is stop engaging with negativity. There's always going to be negative shit going on in the world. Always. There's never going to be a point where there's not something bad going on somewhere. But if you spend your time all in everything bad that's going on in the world, then you're never going to start actually pushing towards the good things you could have for yourself because you're too worried about the bad things that have happened to other people. Now, yeah, it's a, you know, nice thing to worry about others and all of that, but if you're not doing anything for yourself because you're so worried about everything that's happening for everyone else, then you're just bringing yourself down instead of pulling yourself up. That's not helping anyone. Now, one of the really important examples, and one of the things that I think really really gets people stuck, and I know used to really get me stuck, is getting into debates about, you know, these negative things going on in the world. And one of the biggest ones over the last few years, of course, has been COVID. And I'm not sitting here trying to tell you, you need to think this way about it or that way about it or whatever. You think what you think, and that's fine. And I'm not here to, you know, get deep into my opinion on that matter either. But what used to happen so much is you'd get into the debate, you know, if you're on one side and you feel like COVID was the worst thing that ever crossed the threshold of the earth, and you're talking to someone who thinks that, you know, masks are prison for your face or whatever the hell people were saying, getting into that debate with them and trying to convince them of your way never went anywhere good because people are set in their opinions on these kinds of things. So if you're spending your time trying to convince this person who thinks that the government is trying to control us with tracking chips in our arms, and you're sitting there saying, no, it's all because COVID's the worst thing that's ever happened in the world, they're not all of a sudden magically going to be like, oh yeah, you're right. Okay, I should just completely change my entire way of thinking. Like, it's not going to work. But people would spend hours upon hours upon hours digging into these debates, going into this horrible state of mind. And, you know, I got into them as well. I'm not trying to come at this from a place of superiority. I got into this as well. But I hit the point where I realized every time I would have that conversation with somebody, it would never go anywhere good. So I got to the point where I had specific people in my life where I had to tell them, this is not something I'm willing to talk about anymore. And you can feel how you feel. I'll feel how I feel. This is not something I'm willing to talk to you about anymore. And if this topic comes up, if you're with me in person, I'm going to walk out of the room. If this topic comes up and we're talking on the phone, I'm going to hang up because I'm not willing to waste my fucking time having this conversation anymore. And the reason that was so important for me to do, and the reason that's so important for you guys to do as well, is because all of that time, all of those hours, all of that anger and resentment and just shitty feeling that you have around those topics and around those discussions, all of that time is just going to be time that you are not spending pushing towards the goals you have for your career. Plain and simple. So instead of spending your time trying to convince everyone of, you know, your opinion on this or your opinion on that, spend your time pushing towards something positive. Spend your time pushing towards something good. Spend your time pushing towards the things you want in your life that you can actually control. So number three thing that you need to do to start shutting out the noise and focusing on yourself, and I've spoken to this a little bit already, is replacing negative habits with positive ones. So I mentioned my habit of drinking on the weekends. That was the vice I used to escape my reality when I was unhappy with who I was as a person, when I was unhappy with where my life was at. Now, I used to drink on the weekends. I used to drink in the evenings. It used to feel like it was okay, even when I was coaching, because, you know, in my head, I was working really hard. So, oh, if I'm taking a break on the weekends and, you know, go out and have some fun, it's no big deal, right? And yeah, to an extent, you're right. If you're okay staying exactly where you're at now, doing that yo-yo, you know, progress during the week, fall off on the weekend, progress during the week, fall off on the weekend is fine. If you want to reach higher levels, though, if you're an athlete listening to this and you want to reach a new level in your career, you want to start getting paid more money to compete, you want to start actually making this into your living, you've got to ask yourself, all that progress I'm wasting on the weekends with alcohol or drugs or whatever it is you're doing, is there a way that I could make better use of that time? I'm going to say there probably is. Is there a way that I can make better use of that time? I'm going to say there probably is. So if you're drinking on the weekends or the evenings like I used to, I always felt like it was okay because I could push through it anyway. I could still get up and go to work even if I was hungover. So it didn't really matter. But then I started shifting that mentality to how much better am I going to feel and how much more present am I going to be with my athletes and how much more of myself can I give to them if I'm not going to fucking work hungover? You know, if I'm sitting and writing a program and I can barely keep my eyes open, then I'm not really putting everything I can into that program. And how am I going to sit here and say I'm going to be a great coach that's going to help millions of athletes around the world when I'm writing programs when I'm not able to give 100% of what I can to that program? Or if I'm coaching an athlete in my gym, if I'm working with an athlete and I'm not taking good care of myself and I'm not fully present because I feel like shit, how am I going to sit there and say, I'm giving everything I can to this athlete and giving the most that I can to them so they can succeed? You can't. So you've got to ask yourself, am I actually doing everything I can, or am I fucking myself over and in turn fucking over the people I'm working with by acting the way I'm acting? So that was another big indicator for me that drinking had to go. And instead of just trying to cut it out, I started replacing it with better habits. I knew that waking up early in the morning and meditating and working on my mindset and doing all of these things was going to be extremely important to be able to hit the next level in my business, hit the next level as a coach, hit the next level as a person. So by getting up early and doing those things and feeling better, that reduced the desire to escape on the weekends. That reduced the desire to escape in the evenings. That helped me understand that I feel better when I'm acting in a way that aligns with the goals I have for my career. So find the good habits, find the rituals, find the things that are going to serve you and start doing those instead of continuing to rely on those vices. Now, the last thing that I want to talk about when it comes to shutting out the noise, honestly, this one's simple. Keep the fucking blinders on. If you want to be elite in anything, this isn't going to come easy. You're not just going to wake up one day and everything just falls into place and everything's perfect and you just keep pushing forward and nothing bad ever happens. Keep your focus locked in on what you want to achieve and stop letting other things in. If you have a bad day, guess what? Everybody has a bad day. Get up tomorrow, get back on track, have a good fucking day. If you do fall back to one of your vices for a little while, be aware of it. Understand, I messed up, but this isn't in alignment with what I want to achieve. So I'm getting back on track, get back on track, get fucking going again. Everybody messes up. Everybody makes mistakes. But the ones who keep the blinders on, the ones who keep the focus on what they actually want to achieve are the ones who are able to minimize the amount of time they're down when they fall and the ones who are able to continue to push forward in their careers. So I hope you guys got some value from this. That is it for me. That is all. If you did get some value, I would love to hear what it is. Make sure to send me a message either on my social medias, my email, wherever it is you can get in contact with me. Tell me what it was you took away from the show today, what you can apply to your own career right away. And as always, my one ask of you guys is that if you got value from today's show, share it with a coach, share it with a friend, share it with a teammate, share it with someone who needs to hear this message. This is a smaller show, and our goal is to impact millions of athletes around the world. And we do that, guys, through you. We do that through word of mouth. So thank you again. I appreciate all of you who took the time to tune in, and I'll talk to you all again soon. Thank you again for tuning in to another episode of the Elite Development Podcast. If you enjoyed the episode, I would greatly appreciate if you subscribed and left a review for the show. As well, I would love to hear what your biggest takeaways were from the episode. My contact info is linked below. Send me a message and let me know what you thought. As always, I'm your host, Kenny Dussault. Thank you again, and see you next time.